Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
The trial answered the legal question, guilty, but it never touched the psychological one. How does a man cross that line? The Family Man goes further than any previous work on this case into the research on family annihilators, draw specific parallels to documented cases that mirrors Alex almost exactly. There's some differences, and builds a framework for understanding the murders that go beyond he snapped or that he's a sociopath. James Lasden is with us. He is the author of The Family Man. James, the book draws a direct comparison between Alec Murdaugh and another case that we had talked about briefly, Jean-Claude Romand, a Frenchman who faked being a doctor at the World Health Organization for 18 years. Imagine doing that. I mean, nobody checking your resume for 18 years. He had a wife, two small kids, community respect, and none of it was real. When the lies unraveled, he killed his wife, both kids, his parents, and the dog. He'd been living inside a fabricated life for almost two decades, just like Alec lived inside a fabricated version of his financial success. I know you bring up the parallels here in the book. What is it about that comparison that makes this case make more sense to you?
I mean, it's still deeply mysterious for anyone to behave like that. But what it offers is simply the fact that someone else did it. It's precedent. And he's not the only one. There are these patterns that occur, and even if that doesn't explain or make you really understand, it makes it believable. It makes it plausible mm-hmm. that, okay, this is within the bounds of human behavior. It is possible for humans to do these things, and under certain kind of recognizable situations, this is a possibility. This is a possible outcome. So it's not an ultimate solution to the mystery, mm-hmm. but it's a partial one. And but again, even Jean-Claude Romand, who does have a lot in common with Alec. I mean, he tried to kill himself. His children were very small, but he had a lot in common with him. He was faking being a doctor and stealing a lot of money through that. I mean, he would get his relatives to invest with him because he was telling them that he could get guaranteed 18% return on investments through the WHO. And they gave him a lot of money, and that was crashing down. And that's what precipitated his killing of his family. So, yeah, I mean, it does seem to be a pattern of a certain kind of, usually a man under certain sorts of pressure, will do this.
And it makes you wonder, you know, is this something, you know, was this planned? Was this premeditated? If it was, for how long? Co-prosecutor John Maders went somewhere different from the state's official theory in his closing. He said maybe Alec just lost it. Maybe it wasn't calculated. The book sits with both possibilities and points out that the research on psychopathy lists cunning, manipulative, and impulsivity as traits basically of the same condition. A person can meticulously plan and they can also explode. Alex seemed to be someone who did a little bit of both. I mean, the way that he planned, it seems, the manipulation of money and his financial crimes, that was a long game. That wasn't a quick, let me take some money from you and hope you don't notice. He knew you had to have this duck in place and that duck in place and this person over here and that person over there to make that work. The way that this all ended, I mean, it seems to be, let's throw the spaghetti at the wall and see what sticks, because there really didn't seem to be a whole lot more planned other than suddenly they're dead. What's my story? He was changing that up until the literal last minute, going onto the stand and then telling a different story than he ever had before. Where do you land after doing all your research on this? Premeditated or more spontaneous in the mind of Alec Murdaugh for the murders of his family?
Well, that's a really good question. I mean, I think he was someone who was always, whenever he was confronted with any kind of question, he was always gaming out different possible strategies simultaneously. Like when he heard that Gloria Satterfield had fallen down the steps at Moselle, I think that he was gaming out, well, what happens if she's okay? What happens if she dies? Should I say the dogs were involved? Would it be better not to say the dogs were involved? I've got my insurance company, my insurance that everyone knows about, but I've also got my secret balloon insurance that pays out millions. Is there a way I can get that to yield its money to me? I think all these things would have been going through his head as he drove back from his office to Moselle to give his first, you know, to see what was going on and give his first statements to the EMS and to, you know, the insurance agents and all the rest of it. And I think he had a way of sort of prepping the ground for different kinds of eventualities. And I think that the same thing possibly was going on with the murders, that at one point, at one part of his mind, yes, I think he probably did start thinking quite early on, what advantage to me might there be from my family being killed? And I think he laid in place the things that would be necessary in order for that to happen, like possibly putting the guns down at the kennels, possibly luring Maggie to Moselle. Mm-hmm. Does that necessarily mean that he had made up his mind to do it? I don't think so. I think you can have the laying in place, the forethought, and you can have this sort of state of unknowing about whether or not he's actually going to do it. And I based this, so I think he went to the kennels. I mean, he'd left his phone behind, so part of him was prepping for it. But I think he also possibly surprised himself. I think that there was an element of this kind of, fuck it, I'll do it, if I'm allowed to say that.
Yeah, oh yeah. We're both can almost simultaneously exist. I mean, it's a hard one, because like, if you killed them, how are you grieving them? People can do
that. I know, but yeah, I mean, yeah, yeah. There's also, in the case we talked about, in the Roman case, he has been much more sort of forthcoming about what was going through his mind, and he actually admitted that that kind of double thinking was going on in his own mind before he killed his family. Yeah, he bought the weapons beforehand. He bought the silencers. He bought the stuff that he needed. But he says he was telling himself these were all for different things, even though clearly they were for the thing that he did. So it doesn't in any way exonerate Alec, but yeah. It just, you know, you begin to sort of understand the thought processes, the mental trajectory.
I mean, it's kind of the thinking of an addict, which Alec is an addict. We know that. I mean, but it is also, you know, when you're a narcissist, which Alec clearly is a narcissist, it's an addiction to image. It's an addiction to, I want people to think of me this way, and I will go to whatever means possible to maintain that image so other people perceive me in the way I want them to. damn anybody who gets in my way, whether it's my son, whether it's my wife. And it makes me wonder if that's it, if it's kind of an addiction way of thinking of, well, my son screwed up my life royally with this whole boat incident. He looks like a fool. He looks like an idiot. He's not really a great representation of me. My wife looks like she's about to leave me. That's not going to look good for me. I don't want to kill either of them. I love them both. I'd like it all to be here, but my image is going to be tarnished if both of these things come to light. The trial, she leaves me. So that urge in that moment to destroy that, because the addiction is so strong to that image through the narcissism, that's what drives them to do it. It's like an addict of any other sort. They know taking this hit of whatever it may be is not going to be good for you long term, even short term probably not, but they still do it despite knowing exactly what the repercussions could be, because in that moment, it's going to scratch that itch. It makes me wonder if this is, as complex as it is, also as simple as it could be to explain.
That might be totally, totally right. That might be the explanation. He doesn't have the, there's not much evidence of the kind of grandiosity fantasies that you mm-hmm. get with those kinds of narcissists. There's not that kind of behavior, that kind of attitude is very alienating. Mm-hmm. It's not the kind of attitude that makes the people who surround you feel really kind of deep kinship. Mm-hmm. And what we do know about Alec is that the people who surrounded him loved him and thought yeah. he was sort of him as a, they all, an enormous number of them described him as like a brother.
Yeah.
And that he was incredibly affable. He wasn't one of these sort of bragging, grandiose types of narcissists.
No, he was covert. He was a covert narcissist at it.
If that's what he was. I think I agree with, we're in very kind of conjectural territory here. But
yeah, oh, completely, yeah.
But I mean, we do know that he had a huge drug problem. I tend to think that he's more like a classic sociopath, that side of him, or psychopath. Mm-hmm. Those people, in the classic definitions, often have an alcohol or drug problem. They are weirdly drawn to the crimes of embezzlement and fraud and forgery, these very sort of close betrayals of other people. Because that's an area of life that is run partly on trust. Mm-hmm. And someone who has at a deep level no care at all about other people can get in those little structures, those kinds of relationship, and be very treacherous and get away with it because they run on trust. Mm-hmm. And so they tend to do a lot of that. They're very cunning. It tends for most of them to be short-term cunning. Mm-hmm. They get caught quite quickly. They're mostly petty crooks, psychopaths and sociopaths. They mostly don't commit acts of violence. They go on doing it till they're caught, and they usually get caught fairly quickly. The big exceptions, people like Ali, are people who have a lot of protection around them. Mm-hmm. From getting caught. They have a world of enablers around them. And they can do these things. They see that they get away with them. They do it slightly worse next time. They up and up and up. They escalate the scale of what they're doing, which is what we saw with Alec. And they escalate the recklessness with which they do it because they're constantly being effectively told by the world, you can do whatever you want. You can get away with it. Nobody's going to get you. He had active enablers. Obviously, he had his co-conspirators. But beyond that, he had a law firm who clearly were not paying attention to what he was doing there. I mean, they should have had him for embezzlement long before they did. They had this check that he had kind of taken that was supposed to go to his brother, that he had managed to steal the money twice over from the same check, none of which was supposed to be for him. And they swept it under the rug. They caught him. He came up with some ridiculous excuse, but they decided that they were going to by it. They should not have done it. They had, there was no real oversight there.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was, he was the beneficiary of a whole culture mm-hmm. in which there was no oversight of these powerful individuals. Russell Lafitte at the Palmetto Bank was a beneficiary there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they enabled each other to do this. So they were taking these, I think he's still like a kind of classic petty crook in his thinking. It was a short term. It was very reckless. There was some cunning in it, but it was kind of stupid cunning.
Yeah.
He should have been caught. He should have been caught way early on. And he wasn't because he was protected. And so things got onto this very grandiose scale. What was it driven by? Was it just driven by a sense of he's got to be, look good under all conditions? Was it this grandiosity that you mentioned? Maybe. I think that there's another explanation, which may sound even more far-fetched, which is the one that the classic book on psychopathy, The Mask of Sanity, which kind of laid out the groundwork for the terms that are used with around that subject by a man called Harvey Kleckley. And he surmised that really the underlying desire of these people is a craving for disaster. That's what they're looking for, that their actions are a kind of what he called a protracted suicide. They, unlike most classic family annihilators, don't usually kill themselves, but their mm-hmm. whole life story is a kind of drawn out self-destruction. Mm-hmm. And I think you can sort of see that with Alec. There was a kind of, he was doing things that were just so increasingly risky mm-hmm. and reckless that you wonder if at some sort of level this was all a kind of desire that he was in some way kind of luxuriating in his own destruction, because that was what was going on. And it's too bad that it had to involve the lives of other people.
Unfortunately, I think that exists in people, and I could see that in Alec Murdaugh. James Lasdin, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your book, The Family Man, available wherever you get books. Very fascinating, and a very fascinating look and your research into it. Top notch. Thank you again so much for coming on. We'll have the link in the description if you want to go check out the book for yourself. Your thoughts in the comment section as well. Substack, YouTube, drop them in there, and we'd love to read them. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now, and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.